We'll start right now. Okay, good evening, everyone. Tonight I would like to discuss, or at least begin discussing, a topic which there was a request to discuss, and that is the topic of chinuch and restricting children from doing, from being mechalel Shabbos. What are the parameters, ages, and who's responsible, etc.? Obviously, this is a topic that is broader than just Hilchos Shabbos. It applies broadly across the board in Torah, but it is discussed specifically. There is a specific siman on it, dedicated siman on it in Hilchos Shabbos, in Shulchan Aruch Shabbos, and there are some halachas that are unique to Shabbos. So it's not inappropriate to talk about this during a as part of a Hilchos Shabbos shiur. In general, the halacha is that a boy or girl, before they are, we have reached gil mitzvos, meaning a boy younger than 13 years old and a girl younger than 12 years old, are not chayiv min ha-Torah in anything. They don't have any obligations that the Torah places upon them in terms of fulfillment of mitzvahs, or for that matter, in terms of not doing averus. A katan is pater, with rare exception. A katan is not obligated to do mitzvahs and is not bound by the los haseh. The yesod is that a katan, a child before the age of mitzvahs, is considered not to be a bardas, not to have the necessary level of das, of intelligence, or perhaps seichel, whatever. I'm not sure the best translation of das is, but let's use the word intelligence. They're considered not to have to be on the level of intelligence that they would appreciate and understand and take seriously enough the obligation to fulfill the mitzvahs, and therefore they are not required to. And even if you have a child that seems to be very, very on the ball, very astute, very smart and perceptive, etc., but nonetheless, and halacha is not considered bardas. I mean, we find a similar thing. The Chazal consider a cheresh she'eno medaber ve'eno shamea, a deaf mute, someone who is deaf mute from birth. And just to cover all bases, never learned to speak in any way, can't hear, and wasn't taught to speak, even though there are methods now that they teach them to speak, but never taught to speak, can't hear. The person is considered not to be a bardas in halacha, even if they may be extremely intelligent, and they may be able to be to conduct business on an advanced level. Nevertheless, in halacha, they're considered not a bardas, and they're not chayiv mitzvah. So, okay, that's the more, perhaps even sometimes more difficult to understand. But a child, it's not that difficult to understand. And so that's the din, they're not chayiv. However, there is a din derabanan called chinuch. And chinuch, there's a shaila in the Rishonim, is chinuch a mitzvah on the child himself or herself, or is chinuch a mitzvah on the parent? The parent has, everyone agrees the parent has to be mechanech the child, but is the idea that the mitzvah is solely on the parent? It's your responsibility. The child really doesn't have to do anything except that you as a parent have to try to get them to do things and teach them to do things. Or is there even a mitzvah on the child, a mitzvah the rabbanon on the child to fulfill? In any case, the parents, now I say parents, it's for sure the father. The father is definitely chayiv in chinuch, it to be mechanech a child in mitzvahs once the child reaches a certain age and certain stage of understanding and intelligence. The father's for sure chayiv. There's a shaila in the poskim if a mother's chayiv or not to be mechanech her child or her children for mitzvahs. Definitely she should be, there's no question she's mechanech them in Yerushamayim and in Avas Hashem and etc. And Midas Tovos, maybe even more than the father, especially in the typical household where the mother is home more than the father. But whether or not she has a chiyuv to actually be mechanich, to see to it that her child fulfill, you know, specific mitzvahs as they get older, that's a shaila in the poskim. But the father for sure has a chiyuv. Now, so now chinuch works, that, as I said, as the child becomes old enough to appreciate a mitzvah, or that's not the best word, old enough to fulfill a mitzvah, even if they don't really appreciate it yet, or they don't really understand what's really behind it. But once they're old enough, capable enough of doing, of performing the mitzvah, then that's in general sense, that's the age of chinuch for that particular mitzvah. It says when a cut knows how to wrap himself with a garment, he's chayv and tzitzis. When he knows how to shake a lulav, he's chayv and lulav and esrik, etc. In general, the stam age is around 6-7 years old. Stam age, for if we had to just give a number for when does chinuch start in a general sense, the post can say 6 or 7 years old. That's around the age that chinuch begins. Now there's chinuch to do a mitzvah, and then there's chinuch. There's another concept of stopping a child from doing an avera, and as we're going to see, B'Hashem, from the Hilchos Shabbos, that's at a much younger age, even before a child is capable of fulfilling mitzvahs. But once they become a bar havana, once they have some intelligence and understanding of that, when you tell them that they can't do this, they could grasp it. Now, question is, grasp because they, let's say Shabbos, they understand this, the Shabbos, or not necessarily, but they understand that they're not supposed to be doing this. They understand when, you know, as the parents tell them, and then they get the message, and they know even when the parents are not there that it's something they're not supposed to be doing. Question: how to define exactly what a bar havana is? But it's much younger than, you know, much younger than 6 or 7 years old for the average, you know, the average normal a child of normal intelligence, normal, you know, developing normally from an intellectual perspective. Then it's much younger than 6 or 7 years old. It could start as young as about 3 years old. A 3 year old, you know, roughly, maybe a little bit before, but certainly by 3 years old, it's possible that a child already could be intelligent enough, and nothing very often that they begin to understand right from wrong, to you know, in a certain level. But certainly, 4 or 5 years old for the average child is a bar havana. Clearly, is a bar havana, and a bar havana. So the parents have to stop him. A bar havana, who's this child, who's at that young age, well before chinuch, well before the chinuch of mitzvah saseh, well before the age that you have to train him or her to do mitzvah saseh, but they're intelligent enough to understand that they shouldn't be doing certain things, that it, because they've been told, and they got the message that they're not supposed to do things, and especially if they have some idea of Shabbos, they understand what they understand about Shabbos, and what do we understand about Shabbos? What they understand, you know, it's a question, but they understand that Shabbos is different, Shabbos is special, Shabbos is, you know, certainly at that point, then, and they know that you're not supposed to turn on a light on Shabbos, you're not supposed to pick up a pen or a crayon and color on Shabbos. So that becomes the age at which you have to stop them from doing so. Now, who has to stop them? So for sure the parents. There is a rule though in the Gemara, which the Shulchan Aruch brings, that says katan ochel nevelos, a child, if he's eating the vela, he's eating treif. It's just an example given for he's doing a negative commandment, he's violating a negative commandment. Ain based in Tzuvan Lafrisho. Based in doesn't have to do anything about it. What does based in mean? Based in means those other than his parents, meaning a situation where you would have, say, a based in that gets involved when things that need to be taken care of, and based in that takes responsibilities. That's the expression. But the idea means anybody else besides the parents don't have to stop him. So this, according to the Shulchan Aruch, this is for sure true until the age of chinuch. I mean, at this age where the child is a bar havana, but they're beneath the age of chinuch, let's take a five-year-old. Five-year-old, he got it. Shabbos, he knows Shabbos. He knows, very well knows what it means Shabbos and Shabbos Nesbos. He knows that, you know, that, what they're not supposed to be doing on Shabbos. He's not reached the age of chinuch yet. But so his if he tries to do an Aveira, or is doing an Aveira, a lo sase on Shabbos, his parents would have to stop him. But nobody else has to stop him. Somebody else sees him doing it. So like, say you're walking in the street and you see a child, someone else's child, who's beneath the age of chinuch, 5-year-old, and he's doing something which he knows better, but he's doing it. You don't have to stop him. You're not mechuyev to get involved. You're not over anything. If you just walk by and ignore what he's doing, that's not an aveira. When he reaches the age of chinuch, that's a shaila in the Shulchan Aruch. The mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, no. Even then, as long as he's a katan, as long as he's beneath bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, nobody else has to get involved. Nobody has to, they're doing an aveira, nobody has to stop them. I don't mean if, God forbid, they're beating somebody else or trying to kill somebody, God forbid, or something, or they're destroying someone's property. Well, then you have a mitzvah shavas aveda for that person. You see a child who's throwing rocks at somebody's windows or defacing somebody's car or something. So you have a mitzvah to protect the owner of the property and stop the child. But I don't mean things like that. But I mean, if he's the example of the Gemara, is eating something treif, or he's being mechal Shabbos in a way that's nothing to, not harming anybody else. It's just him or her. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch, nobody has to do anything about it other than the parents. Only the parents are obligated, nobody else. With the Rama brings down an opinion that once they reach chinuch, they have to do it. He brings two opinions of the Rama if they reach chinuch. But as we'll see, Bez Hashem, this is talking about, when we're getting now specifically to Shabbos, this is talking about when they're doing things for themselves. Like the child, let's say, you know, a 5-year-old, and he's whatever it may be, but he's writing something because he knows better, but he's doing it anyway. He's drawing something, whatever it may be. Or you see a child in the street, maybe he's carrying something that he has, there's no Erev, and he's carrying something because he wants to have it with him. So you don't have to stop him. However, if a child does something for an adult, then you have to stop them. For sure, the parents, and that's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says that you have to keep Shabbos. Ata uvincha uvitecha. You, your son, and your daughter have to keep Shabbos. So what does it mean, you, your son, and your daughter? I mean, everybody, every Jew has to keep Shabbos. So, but the pasuk is saying that if your child, even beneath bar mitzvah, but your child who is intelligent enough to know better, and he's doing something which benefits you, you must stop them. It's considered your avera. If you don't stop your child, you have a chiyuv, according to many, a chiyuv d'oraisa, a chiyuv min haTorah. It's not chinuch here. It's much more than that. You have a chiyuv min haTorah to stop your child from doing something that's on your, a child who's, as they say, who is a bar havana, a child who understands better. He knows already. He knows, right? And if you tell him not to do something, he's not supposed to do it. As opposed to just physically stopping. But if you tell him to stop it, he's not supposed to be doing it, he'll understand. So you have a chiyuv to tell him that. You have a chiyuv, ato ovincha vitecha, you have a chiyuv from the Torah, according to many, it's from the Torah. So it's Mr. Derayza says simply to stop them from doing something for you. As opposed, if they're doing something for themselves, then that's, you know, for them, totally for them, so nothing to do with you. They're coloring, they're not coloring for you. They're coloring, you know, so that's not this pasuk, but that's a chiyuv anyway. That the parent has a chiyuv to stop him. The difference will be also, though, let's say somebody else's child is doing something for me. He's doing it for me. I must stop him. Even though he's not my child, and if he was eating the velus, I wouldn't have to stop him. If he was coloring, I wouldn't have to stop him. But if he's doing something for me, there I have to stop him as well. Okay, so we'll pick up with this, Hashem. Maybe we'll come back to this point and begin with this point, hopefully, B'Hashem, tomorrow. Have a good night.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye-bye.